TechScope. Today's episode of TechScope is sponsored by iLife Robots. iLife Robots is a company that pursues to provide a more efficient and better life for families by developing products like robot cleaners that make home cleaning much easier. Hello, and welcome back to TechScope, the show that looks to explore new and upcoming technology that is being researched globally. I'm your host, Leah Hernandez, and today we're going to talk about the future of robots. We'll discuss the ins and outs of robots and stick around until the end because you'll find out how to send in questions for our next show. To start off today's topic, first we need to understand what exactly robots are. Sociable robots are humanoid machines that are mechanized to cater to human needs. There are different kinds of sociable robots, including caregiving robots and companion robots, which both serve different purposes. Caregiving robots are designed with the intention of providing assistance and care to humans, whereas companion robots have the purpose of mimicking companionship for human beings and helping complete tasks in households. Sociable robots are now being seen everywhere, from hospitals to households. In fact, just yesterday for Cyber Monday, I bought my parents a vacuuming and mopping robot for Christmas. The purpose of robots is to make life more efficient and easier. Robots are no longer just a science fiction fantasy that is far into the future, but a movement in technology that is already happening. An interesting point that I found during my research from the article "The Robot Revolution Has Arrived, For Real This Time," written by David Barraby, is that it is an inevitable fact that robots will be so common that people will need to start accepting robots as a third species, along with pets and humans. This has already been seen as robots have specifically shown their prominence since the recent COVID-19 pandemic. According to Nancy S. Drecker, a professor of bioethics and humanities at the University of Washington School of Medicine, in her article, "You've Got a Friend in Me, Sociable Robots for Older Adults in an Age of Global Pandemics," social isolation has been at its highest since the pandemic and can lead to detrimental morbidities for many. As a result, there has been an ascending need for companion robots since people are yearning for solidarity despite the fact that it may come from a machine. While the purpose of robots is to be beneficial, many people fear the consequences that may arise from them. One of the biggest fears that many skeptics of robots have is that they will take over jobs. Although it is true that some workers may have a harder time adapting to robots, especially those working in repetitive blue-collar production jobs. Despite this, that doesn't mean the future of technology cannot still create new jobs. If you look at the history of mechanization in the 1800s, the economy adapted over time. According to Rise of the Machines, The Future Has Lots of Robots, Few Jobs for Humans, written by Margaret McNeil, during the 1800s, 80% of the U.S. labor workforce was on farms, and now that number today is down to 2%. It is clear that the technology of mechanization did not dismantle the economy, but in fact improved it. As a result, food is relatively much cheaper, and it allowed people to transition to jobs in other areas. This can be applied to the argument that robots will take over the workforce, since technology will only further benefit the economy by creating new jobs that ceased to exist before. Not only this, but a New York Times article called "The Future of Robot Caregivers," written by geriatrician Louise Aronson, she highlights for certain jobs such as caregiving, there's a workforce shortage, and robots can be that solution. Furthermore, not only can robots solve this solution, but they can also complete the tedious job much better than humans can. Caregiving robots can complete all the physical tasks a human can, but better, since caregiving artificial intelligence doesn't need any sleep, they can never get sick, or even distracted. So to wrap up today's segment, I would like to end the episode with a quote written by a Carnegie Mellon artificial intelligence roboticist, Manuelo Velasto. "This isn't science fiction, it's not something that's going to happen 20 years from now, it's already started." While today's robots may not look like C-3PO or the Terminator, they have already certainly made their mark within today's society. Although the idea of robots being seemingly everywhere can be a scary idea, this type of technology can shape the future. Make sure you tune in to next week's episode where we will compare Apple versus Android. Make sure you click the link below to have the opportunity to send in your questions, and if you're lucky, you may be chosen for next week's episode. Bye!